Several weeks ago in The Adventurer, Matt Schneider talked about the stewardship campaign of 2038. Well, that got me thinking backwards to stewardship campaigns in my youth. I noticed that and learned to give, noticing that my father and grandparents always gave, and they gave with envelopes. One of my grandfathers always kept his stewardship envelopes on his dresser as a reminder of his continuing commitment to give back to God. You know, noticing that you got stewardship envelopes to give, I thought, man, this is going to be great. And when I got old enough to start mowing yards, I was making money and I could make a pledge, which meant I got stewardship envelopes. And then over time, as I grew mentally and spiritually, I learned that giving was more than just about what was in the envelopes. I started thinking about why I gave and what I gave. And in doing that, I'm reminded in communion services at the offering, we sing, "All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee." I'm just really giving back to God some of what he's provided me. Now, making a pledge for me can be a challenge because I work for myself and my income bounces up and down from year to year. So I have to really depend on prayer of what I can give. In praying, I need to listen to the Holy Spirit and then I'm able to fill out my pledge card. So through prayer and listening to the Holy Spirit, I'm able to complete that pledge card. And for me, stewardship and giving back is a continuing process as I grow in faith and understanding of God's word. And in so doing, I'm able to say, thanks be to God.